Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Gimel. We left off on daf Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Chulin here, and we were in the middle of going through, we just began really to go through the different explanations of what to do about our Mishnah, how to explain the first four words of the Masechta. Kol Shochtin, Shchitas and Kshera. Kol Shochtin sounds like Lechavchila, Shchitas and Kshera sounds like Bidiyavet. So we spent a lot of time yesterday discussing whether Hakol actually does or does not imply Lechavchila, but we said yes, it does imply Lechavchila in our Mishnah because Shchitas and Kshera implies Bidiyavet. So it would be redundant if they were both Lashonos of Bidiyavet. They must be talking about somewhat different circumstances, and that sometimes Lechavchila, sometimes Bidiyavet, but how do we reconcile it? So we mentioned that there are six explanations that the Gemara is going to give. So far, we're in middle of explanation number one. So we're going to finish up the follow-up of explanation number one, which we had said, explanation number one was Rabba Bar Ula, who had said that Akol Shochtin means that even a Tamei person is allowed a Shecht Chulin that's Nas Al Taras HaKodesh L'Chadchila, U'Shchitasan Kshera is if a Tamei person shechted that which was actual kachim, but he said barili, I'm absolutely certain that I didn't touch the lo nagati, that I didn't touch the basar, then it's going to be shchitasan kshera. So we're going to finish up the discussion of that answer, and then the rest of the daf is just going to go through all of the other answers, numbers 2 through 6, and then at the very end of the daf we're going to explain why each answer doesn't hold of the other answers. After we go through all six explanations of the Mishnah, we're going to explain why, what the problem with each explanation is. So we left off at we're suggesting that our Mishnah is telling us that a Tamei person not shechting kachim lechalchila is, but only b'diavad, if he's sure that he didn't touch it, is derived from our Mishnah. Now, normally nafka means we derive it from a pasuk, the basic source of the din. Over here, that's not what it means. It means which Mishnah expresses this din. So the Gemara says, "Hai Tamei b'muktash mehacha nafka." Is the din of a Tamei person shechting kachim really derived in the Mishnayis from our Mishnah? Mehasam nafka. It's really a Mishnah, Maseches Vachim. Because the Mishnah tells us, Maseches Vachim, Daf Lamed Aleph, Kol HaPsulim Sheshachtu Shchitas and Kshera, that anyone who's possible to do the avodah of the Karbanos, if they do a Shchita of the Karban, the Shchita is Kasher, Shashchita Kshera, Bizarim, Binashim, Bavadim, Ubetmeim, Shchita is Kasher to be done by non Kohanim, by women, by avadim, by tmeim. That's what we were discussing yesterday with Tosfos on Amud Aleph, that shechita is kosher by kodshim with nashim. That's what made it so difficult to accept the shita of that Tosfos quoted from the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, that nashim should not be doing shechita. But anyway, v'afilu b'katche kodshim, even by karbanos that are katche kodshim, ubuvad shlo yutmei nogin b'basar, as long as the Tamei people do not touch the basar. So you see, it's a Beferish Mishnah Maseches Vachim. What do I need a Mishnah Maseches Chulin to tell me that a Tamei person is not allowed to shecht kachim lechadchila, but the shechita would be kosher as long as they don't touch the basar? Says Mar Hachi Iker. Our Mishnah is the real source for this din of a Tamei person shechting kachim, because our perek is all about hilcho shechita. Hasam aidit tana sharp sulin tana nami Tamei b'mukdashim. In Zvachim, it really just comes up derech agav. Once we're talking about all the different psulim of the avodas hakarbanos, and it tells us that all the people who are normally pasul are allowed to shecht kachim, so it mentions a Tamei person shechting kachim as well, that it's going to be kasher. Or the iba yisei mahasim ikar de bekachim kai hacha aidi tana tamei bechulin tani nami tamei b'mukdashim. Or the Mishnah in Zvachim is the rightful place of this halacha, because it's going through the halachos of kachim. Zvachim is about karbanos. So you want to tell me a halacha about a Tamei person shechting a karban? That's a Zvachim halacha. It just happens to be that once we're mentioning a Tamei person shechting chulin over here in Maseches Chulin, we mention the halacha of a Tamei person shechting kachim as well. Now, the concern that Shema Yiga Vibasar is an interesting concern. Tosfos points out that What exactly is the concern? If you look in the first very wide line of Tosfos, says Tosfos, Hiksha Rabbeinu Ephraim, Eich Yitachein, Shetei Sakin Arucha Kol Kach, Mehara Bayis Ad Erzas Yisrael. He says, if you're dealing with a Tamei person who's allowed to be standing where he's standing, and the only concern is that he might touch the meat, where are you going to find a knife long enough that's going to reach from Hara Bayis until the Erzas Yisrael? We're about to have a discussion about how tame this person is, and we're going to say that it's a tame mace. Utnan perakam de kelim hachel mekudosh mehar bayis shein tame mace of the chavim nechnasim l'sham, that a tame mace is not allowed to enter there. Ezras nashim mekudosh se menu shein tvil yom nechnasim l'sham. The Ezras nashim is even more kadosh, that a tvil yom is not allowed to enter there. Vafilu mad mukilah and says Tosos, and even if you're going to say we're not talking about a tamei mace where the knife is going to have to reach all the way from Harabayis all the way to the Azara through the Chel through the Ezras Nashim, even if not that, but and you're going to say we're talking about a tamei sheretz and he's just not allowed in the Ezras Nashim, it's still going to have to reach all the way from the Chel to the Ezras Yisrael. Follow Ezras Nashim Arucha Kuflam et Hayama. The Ezras Nashim is 135 amos. How big is this knife? Ve'ich yitachen she'teisaken Arucha Kalkach. Right? How could it be that there's a knife that's that long? I don't think Tosfos is actually imagining a knife that long. I think he's, it's a rhetorical question. Oh, but if you say like Rabbeinu Tam that we're not going to make a gzeira if the person becomes Tame while bifnim, maybe that's what we're talking about, that he became Tame while he was bifnim. V'chein l'pirush rit, l'pirush lo l'chmiru, ele be'ezras nashim shu makum knisa v'yitzia, aval b'shar makom asiyach l'ikanes, ad samuch l'machne shechina mamish, asina mishapir ve'in kan makomo. So Tosfos says it has to be some din in Tuma that we're missing. Either that he's really allowed to go further than we think he's allowed to go, or there are circumstances when he's allowed to go into those places, or v'yesh mefar, or we're talking about when a person is being makrav on a bama b'shas heter bamos. Then you don't have any of the normal restrictions of tuma going lefnim because there is no structure, there is no mikdash. You're just being makrav on a bama. So either there's some din in tuma that we're missing over here, or we're talking about where there's no dinim of tuma to speak of because it's about, I mean, no dinim of knisa b'tuma to speak of because we're talking about a bama. Now the Gemara discusses Rabbi Bar Ula's answer that we're talking about a tamei person. Hi tamei di itmi b'mai. What kind of tuma is this person who's shechting? What kind of tuma is he experiencing? If we're talking about someone who touched a dead body, now the pasuk says b'chal cherev. Amar Rachmana, the Torah says in the parsha of tumas meis, and we darshan from that phrase b'chal cherev, cherev harei u'kicholol, that a metal kli becomes that touches a mace becomes an avia vosatuma like the dead body itself, and therefore it also follows if a person touches a dead body, the kli that touches that person who is now an av hatuma, the kli will also become like a tamei mace, like an av hatuma, and that is, so this is like an extension of cherev harei kchal. Cherev harei kchal means a metal kli touches a dead body, becomes navi avos. The metal kli becomes navi avos hatuma, just like the dead body. Whereas the halacha that we're deriving over here is that a metal kli that touches a person who has touched a dead body becomes an av hatuma, just like the person has touched a dead body. So says Mar, well then av hatuma hu l'tami l'sakin v'azal sakin v'tamase l'basar. It's not going to help if the tami person isn't touching the basar, he's shechting with a knife. So he's going to be metami the knife to become an av hatuma. The knife will now be metami the basar to become a rishon l'tuma. So why does it help that you're using this long knife and you're being very careful not to touch? It shouldn't work anyway. There is a machlokas what exactly the Gemara means when it quotes this din of cherev harei kchalol. Rashi and the Balmor say that the Gemara could have just asked without the din of cherev harei kchalol, because the shochet who touched a dead body is an avatuma. The knife, even if it were to go down a level, would become a rishon l'tuma, and then it would be metame the basar to become a sheni l'tuma. But the Gemara wanted to, to make it an even bigger kasha. So the Gemara says, and anyway, it doesn't even go down a level. It would make the basar a rishon l'tuma, not even a sheni l'tuma. The Ravid explains, though, in quoted by the Ramban over here, that the Gemara is asking how a person who's Tameh can shecht kachim and bring a sakin into the Azara. That it, meaning the Gemara was, the Mishnah was saying, or the way we were explaining the Mishnah, is that the chashash is that you might touch the basar, and that's why you're not allowed to shecht. But otherwise, it wouldn't be a problem. Now, if the sakin is an avatuma, and it's metameh adam ubegadim, someone who brings it into the Azara is like bringing a tamei mace into the Azara. So even if you're using a sakin arucha and you're not in the Azara, how can you extend the sakin into the Azara? The sakin is tamei mace. That's how the Ravid understands the utilization of Cheref HaRei Kechalal in asking this kasha, that it's about being machnes, the sakin, in the first place. And then you have Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, they're a metal kli that touches a person who's a rishon, who's a rishon tumas mace, meaning a person who touches a tamei mace, and not a person who touched the dead body itself, but a person who touched a tamei mace. That metal kli would become a rishon tuma. So the Gemara is saying that cheref harei kuchalal is to ask that even if the shochet is not an avatuma, even if the shochet is only a rishon tuma, you're going to have a problem over here, because the knife will also be a rishon tuma. And that will in turn be mitame the basar to be a sheni l'tuma. But anyway, the Gemara is asking the kasha over here. How does it help to say that he's going to be certain that he didn't touch the basar, but he is touching the knife? The knife is metal. The knife takes on the same status of tuma, right? This, of course, comes up, this idea that cheref harei kechalal comes up in the sugya, in the very first sugya, Maseches Baba Kama, where we talk about toldosein keyotzibem or toldosein lav keyotzibem. Whenever you have toldos in the Torah, are they keyotzibo of the avos or not keyotzibo? So generally speaking, toldos of Tuma are lav keyotze of the avos, are not similar to the avos, because they are always go down a level. Cheref harei kechalal seems to be very much keyotze bo. Even cheref harei kechalal is not exactly like the original source of tuma, because cheref harei kechalal, cheref harei kechalal cannot make another cheref harei kechalal, right? If that metal kli touches another metal kli, it does not stay on an equal level. Then it would not create another situation of cheref harei kechalal. So even cheref harei kechalal, it's interesting when you discuss toldos of tumma, the Gemara there compares, tries to figure out toldos of nezikin, or toldos of nezikin kayotze like the avos, or not kayotze of the avos. So the Gemara has like two models that it looks at: toldos of Shabbos and toldos of tuma, right? So toldos of Shabbos and toldos of tuma, the word is tolda, but they mean entirely different things. Toldos of tuma is that which literally comes from, meaning it's not an extension of the category. It literally emanates from. Whereas toldos of Shabbos are extensions of the category. So toldos of Shabbos are kayotze above the avos, because they're just an expansion of the category. Toldos of tuma, they come from, they emerge from, not that they're extensions of the category, they come from the tuma. And it turns out so interestingly that when it comes to nezikin, by all toldos of nezikin, it's always kayotze bo, because all toldos of nezikin are expansions of the category, except for sroros. Sroros is a tolda of regel, that's actually comes from, that's not an expansion of the category, that actually comes from the animal, and that's only chatzi nezek. So these are the two models that you have of toldos. So says Mara, ela di'itmi b'sheretz. Now the case must be that we're talking about the shochet is tame from sheretz, which is an avatum, and therefore the shochet is a rishon l'tuma, so he's not metame the sakin, because it's the sakin is only, would only be mekabel tuma from an avatuma, and not from a rishon l'tuma. So says Marvibai Seymour, or the other possibility is the olam di itmi b'meis. The shochet really became tamei from a mace, but he's not using a metal kli. Ukagon shebadak krumis shalkana. He took a reed that had a sharp edge and he checked to make sure there are no pegimos in the reed. V'shachat ba, and he used that to shecht. D'tanya b'kol shochtim, because the halach is you could shecht with anything. Bein b'tzor, bein b'zuchuchis, bein b'krumis shalkana. You find a sharp-edged glass that's perfectly smooth, you can use that too. A rock that's perfectly smooth, you can use that. Or a krum shalkana, a reed which is pshute kli eitz, and therefore it's not mekabel the tuma of the person. So he can use that to reach into the azara and be shochet with it and have it touch directly on the animal, on the basar of the animal, and it's not going to cause a problem. So that is all answer number one. Now, if you look at Tosfos over here, Kigon de Badak Bekromish Alkana asks Tosfos, the im tomar, the heich yishchot Bekromish Alkana, Vabinim Kli. How can you shecht with the Kromish Alkana? Don't you need a Kli in order to do Shechitas Kachim? Kin muchach besof hatoda, or besof dam chatas? It's in Menachas, it's in Zvachim, the Darish Midachsiv, Vayikach Hasam Achelis Lishchotas Beno. We learn from Akedas Yitzchak that Avram Avinu Dafka took a Machelis Lishchotas Beno. He Dafka took a Kli, the Ola to Una Kli, Vialfin and Kulu Meola. We learn from there that Yitzchak was supposed to be an Ola, and Ola requires a Kli, and everything else is derived from Korban Ola. Vieshlomar Kigon, the Tikna Lachromis Vasa Kain Kli. One answer to this says is that you make it like a Kli. You turn this Chromis into something that is like a Kli. Vialfgav Tchaimel and Karebi, Dom Perka Chalil, Enos and Kli Sharis Shall Eight. Aye, but the Gemara says at the very end of Mesech Sukkah that you're not supposed to make Kli Sharis out of wood. Upalaga Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda da Amar Perka Chalil Olsen Kli Sharis Shall Eight. L'shchitas Kachim lo binim Kli Sharis. For Shchita, who says you need a Kli Sharis? Now let me make Kli Sharis out of eights, but you can make a Kli out of eights. So that's what this is. This is a Kli that's made out of eights. Later on in Tosos quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim. For Rabbeinu Ephraim, he may be Raya miditnan perakezu makoman shchitasim b'tzafon v'kibul domen b'kli sharis b'tzafon v'ilu shchitasim b'kli sharis lo katani k'tiktani gabe kabbalah. And Rabbeinu Ephraim brings a Raya that you don't need a Kli Sharis for Shchita because in perakezu makoman it goes through all of the basic halachos of what kachim kachim require, what kachim kalim require, the different types of korbanos require. It talks about where you must do the shechita, shechitasim batzafon, kibul daman, bikli shareis batzafon, that the kibul dam, the kabbalah's dam has to be in the kli shareis, and yet it never says shechitasim bikli shareis. It talks about where to do the shechita, not with what to do the shechita. So that's the raya of Rabbeinu Ephraim. So says Tosos, Vein Zer Raya. He says, not a good Raya. De Gabi Kabbalah Namilu, Hisker El Hashmin, and the Bay Shei Gama Kli, B'tzafon, Afuke Eva Kli B'doro, V'behemu B'tzafon, V'adam Mekaleach B'tocho. The only reason it mentions it when it comes to Kabbalah B'Kli Sharis is because it's really all about where it has to be. But it mentions the Kli because the Kli has to be B'tzafon as well. We don't mention the Kli of Shechita because the Kli of Shechita doesn't have to be B'tzafon. Otherwise, we would have mentioned the Kli of Shechita. Okay, all of that is answer number one. Now the Gemara moves on to answer number two, the second possible explanation of our Mishnah. Abaye says, second explanation of the Mishnah is as follows. Hachi katani. Hakol shochtin, that's l'chadchila. Va'afilu kuti. When we say hakol shochtin, that everyone could shech l'chadchila, it means even a kuti, because the kutim, we assume, were mekayim the mitzvah of shechita properly. The kutim, if you look at Rashi, va'afilu kuti, mosun lo behema l'chadchila lishchot, the mitzvah she'chziku bahi. This is one of the mitzvahs that the kutim took seriously. And the rule is that any mitzvah that the kutim took seriously, they're more careful about those mitzvahs than we are about those mitzvahs. They take it very seriously. Let's see it weiter in the Gemara now. But medvar mamurim, when are you allowed to give a kuti to shech lechadchila? That's only kishi Yisrael omir al gabav. That's only if Yisrael is watching the shechita from beginning to end. Aval yotzei v'nichnas lo yishchot. But if the Yisrael is only yotzei v'nichnas, he's not watching the shechita beginning to end, then the kuti cannot be given to shech lechadchila, even though they take the mitzvah of shechita very seriously. Yeah, for themselves, they take it very, very seriously. But they're not nisar in being machshil other people. That's what Rashi points out. They would feed other people nevelos. I, kutim, are very careful about that which is written explicitly in the Torah, and isn't there an nisar in the Torah of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol, not to be machshil other people? So yeah, but the kutim say lifnei iver lo sitein michshol means don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. What does that have anything to do with causing somebody else to do an isur? So they're not afraid about that. They'll cause other people to do isurim. So if the shechita turns out to not work, it turns out to be in the vela, they messed up, they would still feed it to us. So that's why we have to watch to make sure. V'im shachad and b'dievet, if the kuti shechted without anyone watching him, chotech kezayis basar v'nosin lo. Very simple solution. cut off a piece of meat, give it to him. And if he's willing to eat it himself, then it's mutter to eat from his shechita, because the kuti is going to be very careful for himself. And if he refuses to eat it, so then you cannot eat from his shechita, because he might be trying to be machshel you in the iser. Now, it's interesting, a kazayas basar you cut out for him. Why not a pachos mikazayas basar? So, chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Yumadaf Ayin Dalid, and that's what we paskin. But you have to give a kuti a kazayas, because the Torah does use lashon of achila by the iser nevela, which sounds like a kazayas lekol pachos. The Torah never is beferish, never asers pachos mikazayas. So, chazal darshan a chatzi shir from kol chelev, an extra lashon of kol, but that's a drasha. Kutim were not makabel the drashos of Chazal, and therefore they're not careful about this isra, so you can't rely on the kuti eating a chatzishir. That's how Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chassam Sofer explain. A little bit difficult though to understand that, because how do I know that achila means a kazayis? That's also Torah Shabbal Peh, right? That is shiurim, chatzitzin, mechitzin, halacha l'moshe misinai. Shiurim are halacha l'moshe misinai. That's the very definition of Torah Shabbal Peh, halacha l'moshe misinai. So I don't know why we're assuming that a kuti accepts the halacha, the definition that achila is a kezayis, if that's purely from the Torah Shabbal Peh. But anyway, that's Rabbi Kiveger and the Chassam Sofer explained. That's why if you give the kuti, you got to give him to eat a kezayis, and then you can know for sure if he eats a kezayis that that the shechita must have been a valid shechita. Chutz mecher shot of a katan dafil dievet namilo shemi yishu shemi yidusu shemi yachlidu. Except for the rest of the Mishnah, we're just touching up the rest of the Mishnah. Except for a cher shot of a katan, the Mishnah says that even b'diyevet you cannot be machshir the shechita, because we're afraid that there was a psul in the shechita. They did a shehiya, a drisa, hachlada. They did something that would actually ruin the shechita. And we'll get into all those psulim a little bit later on. V'kulon sheshachdu. Now we're explaining the very end of the Mishnah in Abaye's understanding of the Mishnah. And if any of these people do shecht and other people watch them, then the shechita is going to be kasher. Well, aheya, which previous did in the Mishnah are we talking about when we say that if they shecht with other people watching them, it's going to be kosher? Is that going back on a kuti? Is that going back on a chereshot of a katan? So ilem a chereshot of a katan, Allah ka'i. If it's talking about a chereshot of a katan, that's what we were just talking about. So why does it have to say v'kulan, which sounds like we're talking about more than what we were just speaking of? Meaning if it's just a hemshech of chereshot of a katan, you wouldn't have to say v'kulan. You would say a chutz b'chereshot of a katan that b'diavad it's not good, unless why was it for kulan? The im shachatu and the it's the im shachtu mi by late. Should have said the im shachtu if they shacht, not the kulan. So elas, what we have to say is akuti, that this line is going back on the case of the kuti. Ha'amr kishisol omer al gabav shachat afil lechachila. But wait a second, we said that when Yisrael is omer al gabav, he's even allowed to shacht lechachila. Now we're saying in the end of the Mishnah, which makes it sound like only b'tiyeva the shechita is going to be kosher with other people watching. Says Gemara Kasha. Yeah, Abai is going to have a difficult time explaining that line of the kulan, because it doesn't seem to jive with the beginning of the Mishnah. It has to be going acher shod of katan where the shechita is going to be kosher, where acher momd al gabeim, and it has to be saying that it's only kosher b'tiyeva, whereas Abai understood that it's even kosher lechadchila. So Rava agrees. Rava is going to come up with a third approach to understanding our Mishnah, and he agrees that a kol shochtim comes to include a kuti, but he doesn't agree with this din of yotzei v'nichnas. Amar Rava, yotzei v'nichnas lechadchila lo? Are you sure that yotzei v'nichnas is not okay lechadchila when it comes to a kuti? V'hatnan, but we have a Mishnah Maseches Avodah Zarah. Hamaniach ovid kochavim bechanuso. Let's say you leave an ovid kochavim alone in your store with wine. V'Yisrael yotzei v'nichnas, and every Yisrael that's coming in and out of the store all day, mutter, the wine is mutter. Why? The guy is not going to touch anything because he's afraid that at any moment the Jew is going to come in, he's going to catch him. So we have to be, we're allowed to be somich that he didn't touch the wine. He was not menasech the wine lavod zara, and therefore we should say the same thing over here. The kuti knows that the Yisrael is yotzei v'nichnas, so he's not going to do anything wrong. Says Gemara, hasam katani, hasam mi katani, maniach Haminiach katani diavad. Says the Gemara, that's not correct. Over there, it doesn't say maniach that you can dafka leave a guy with your wine and be yotzei v'nichnas l'chachila. No, it said if you had done so, that b'diavad were matir the wine, but you can't bring a raya from there that you're allowed to be somich on hashkach of yotzei v'nichnas. L'chachila. So says the Gemara. Rava is mochiach elamehacha. We learn from the following, from a different Mishnah. Eina shomer tzorich lios yoshev mishamer. The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, different Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. The shomer, the one who's guarding the wine, does not have to sit there guarding it the whole time. Ela afal pi shiotzi v'nichnas mutter. Even if he's yotzi v'nichnas, it's mutter. Now, ein sarich certainly implies l'chadchila. So you see that you could be somech on yotzi v'nichnas, even l'chadchila. That's what emerges. So since Rava shows that Yisrael yotzi v'nichnas mutter l'chadchila to allow by the yayin, so it's also mutter l'chadchila to allow kuti to shecht. So now he's going to have to explain the Mishnah. So how does he understand our Mishnah? Meaning it can't be like Abaye, because Abaye said, no, it's only okay l'chadchila if you're watching him the whole time. Yotzi v'nichnas, that's the of b'diavad in the Mishnah. So Ela Amar Rava says third pshat in the Mishnah. Hachi Katani. Here's how the Mishnah reads. Hakol Shochtin Vafilu Kuti B'Medvar Mamurim K'Shishol Yotzi V'Nichnas. That Hakol Shochtin means even a Kuti can shecht. But that's even when Yisrael is just Yotzi V'Nichnas. Aval Baum Mitzo Sheshachat. But let's say b'diavad the Jew comes in and he finds that the Kuti shechted without the Jew watching. Then Chotich Kazayis Fasar V'Nosin Lo. Then you can cut out a Kazayis of meat, give it to him. Acholu Mutulach. And that's the lashon of shchitas and ksheira. That if he eats that kazayis of meat, okay, so now b'diavad it's okay. You would not have wanted him to shecht without you watching him. He did. So now in this b'diavad situation, give him a kazayis meat. And if he eats it, you can rely on that. Lo achalo asu lechol mishchitaso. If he doesn't eat from it, then you can't eat from it either. Chutz mecherushot v'katan dafil diavad nami lo shamiyishu shamiyishu shamiyachlidu. Except for cherushot v'katan, they can't even shecht even b'diavad. If they did, it's no good. If you weren't watching them because we're afraid they did some sort of psul in their shechita. And how does the rest of the Mishnah go? V'kulan sheshachtu. And anybody who does the shechita and other people are watching them, we said the shechita is kasher. Aheya. Who's that going on? Ile ma'cher shotu v'katan alakai v'im shachtu mibayilei. If it's going on cher shotu v'katan, well, that's where we were just discussing. So it should have said v'im shachtu, not v'kulan. Ela akuti. It must be going on akuti. And we're saying, oh, if someone's watching the kuti the whole time, then it's going to be kasher. But wait a second, by the Kuti we said you don't even need someone Omid al Gabav. All you need is Yotzi v'nichlas and the Chachila. That's good enough. And now the end of the Mishnah is saying when someone is Omid al Gabav, that's good enough. B'di'eved, a higher level of Ashkacha is only good b'di'eved, and the lower level of Ashkacha of Yotzi v'nichlas Kasha l'Chachila. So Kasha. So according to Rav, very difficult why the Mishnah has this lashon of a Kulan, since it has to be going on Chir Shad V'Katan, because it wouldn't make sense on the kuti, a lower level of hashkach is even kasha lechadchila. So to say that Omer al Gabav is only kasha b'diavad wouldn't make sense by the kuti. So Rava's teretz is difficult as well. So now the Gemara moves on to explanation number 4 of the Mishnah. Ravashi Amar Achi Ketani, Hakol Shochtin Vafilu Yisrael Mumar. Everyone can shecht lechadchila, even a Yisrael Mumar, who violates mitzvahs of the Torah regularly. So says Mar Mumar Lamai, whoa, what does he do? What kind of mitzvahs does he violate? So, Lechol Nevelus L'Teavon. When he's hungry, and he can't find kosher food, he happily eats Nevela. But when he does find kosher food, when there's a decent kosher restaurant around, he'll go to the kosher restaurant. So, when he comes to shecht and he only has one sakin, he only has one knife, that's a pagum, he's not gonna not do shechita just because there's a pegima in the knife. But when he has a sakin that's baduk from any pegimos, he'll shecht properly because he has the ability to do so, he'll do it. So the Mishnah's chiddush is that he can be somich lechadchila on the shechita of such a mumar without any hashkacha. Ukid Rava, and this is following the shita of Rava. The Amar Rava Yisrael mumar ochel nevelus l'teavon. Bodek sakin v'nosin lo umutalechol mishchitaso. If you have Yisrael Mumar who eats nevelus l'teavon, all you gotta do is check the knife for him, give him the knife. You know that once you know that the knife is okay, then you're gonna be allowed to eat from his shechita. But if he didn't check the knife, then he's not allowed to shech lecharchila. And now we explain the next line of the Mishnah. V'im shachat, if this mumar shechted b'diavad with a sakan that was not checked, which lecharchila you should not do, should not allow him to do, bodik sakino achrav. After the shechita is over, you could check the knife. Nimse sakino yafa, muta lechel mishchitaso. If after the shechita you check the knife and you see that the knife didn't have any begimos, good, so then it turns out that everything is fine. V'im lav, but if you didn't know that the knife was clean of pegimos, asu lechel mishchitaso, then you're not able to eat from the shechita. And then the rest of the Mishnah goes, chutz mecherishot v'katan, dafil diavinamilo. Except by cherishot v'katan, even by diavin, you're not allowed to eat from the shechita. Shamiyishu, shamiyijusu, shamiyachlidu. Right, that line in the Mishnah doesn't seem to change. Every answer explains that line the same thing, that by cherishot v'katan, we're afraid that they do some sort of psul in the shechita. V'kulon sheshachtu aheya, and then when we say v'kulon sheshachtu, which case is that going on? Ile mecherishot v'katan ala koi v'im shachtu mibayle. If it's the same thing, if it's going cherishot v'katan, then it should have said v'im shachtu, because that's what we were just talking about. It shouldn't have said v'kulon. Ela Israel mumar. It must be that we're talking about Israel mumar. So says Gemara, but how does that make sense? That it's somebody Israel mumar, and we're saying all you need to do is watch him the entire time? No. Eat the baduk sakit v'nasalam and shachtu l'chadchila. Because if you check the knife in advance, you don't need to watch him the whole time. You can rely on him. You can shachtu even l'chadchila without watching him. V'ela d'lo baduk. What? You want to say that we're talking about where you didn't check the knife? Well, the idi said the sakin live the kehashta. Well, if you didn't check the knife now, and why do you need other people watching him? V'delay say the sakin, and if the knife is not around, kecheim rano samay havi. Having other people having watched the shechita doesn't help, because you're watching a shechita with a knife that was pogum, you just watched it become an avela, and you have no idea. So it doesn't help. So says Mar Dilma, b'sakin paguma shachit. After all, maybe you shechted with a sakin paguma. So kasha, so this is a kasha on this explanation of the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, okay, we'll go for a fifth explanation of the Mishnah. Ravina Amar Hachi Katani. This is how to read the Mishnah. Hakol Shochtin, Hakol Mumchin Shochtin. Anyone who is a Mumcha in Hilcho Shchita can do the Shchita L'Chadchila. The Lashon of Hakol is the Rabbos, even Mumchin V'afal Pishen Muchzakin. People are experts in the halachos, even though they're not yet muchzak. They didn't shecht in front of us three times to make sure that they, you know, there are people who know halachos very well. They can tell you, what it says in the books very clearly. But the second they see blood, they run the other way. It's not going to work. So you need both a mumcha and a muchzak normally. So Ravina says, nah, hakol shochtin is everyone is a mumcha, and mumcha kachecht lechadchila, even though you don't know how he's going to react to an actual animal that bleeds in an actual situation of shechita. That's only that when you know that he's able to say over hilcho shechita, that you gave him an animal, you gave him a bechina when you gave him the animal, till you know for sure that he knows hilcho shechita. But if you don't know that the guy knows hilcho shechita, he cannot shecht. V'im shachat, and if he did shecht v'diaved, now what do? This guy shechted it anything about him. Both can also. So now you give him a bechina. So now it's a glory milson that he's a Talmud Chacham, that he knows the halachos of shechita, so you can eat from a shechita. V'im lav, but if it hasn't become clarified that he knows what he's talking about, asr lechol mishchitaso, then you're not going to be allowed to eat from a shechita. So that is the ushchitasim kshera line. That shchitasim kshera b'diavad is if you didn't give the bechina in advance. He didn't receive his kabbalah for shechita in advance. He only got it afterwards, but now it's a glay milsa that he obviously knew what he was talking about the whole time. And then the next line in the Mishnah, chutz mecherishot tefkat dafil diavad namilo. The shechita is no good. Because we're afraid that there was some psul in the shechita. And then the next line that says kulon shachtu. What's that going on? If it's going cherishot v'katan, we were just going on that. It should have said v'im shachtu. Ella must be kulon shachtu is ashein mumchin. It's going on people who are not mumchin. Well then, why does that? What does that mean? That if acher mom demal gabeyem, it works. But both can also say Chag. You don't need people to have watched them. You just need to give them a Bechina. So says Mar, the Leisid Kaman, the Livdike. The Shochet's not here, so we can't give him a Bechina. So the only way to be Machshir Shchita is if we saw that he actually did it properly. That's the case where you can't give him a Bechina. Or another explanation of Ravina, to explain the Mishnah within Ravina, V'ikadamri, Ravina Amar Hachi Ketani. That Ravina says as follows, that HaKol Shochtin is also within Ravina, but another explanation of the Mishnah. So HaKol Shochtin, that means HaKol Muchzakin Shochtin. Anyone who is Menusa, who we've seen is able to do the Shechita, can Shech L'Chadchila. Muchzakin Af Pishen Mumchin. It means we've seen him do Shechita, but we've never given him a Bechina in Hilcho Shechita. So it means the opposite. Meaning normally you need two things. He's got to know the halachos and he has to have done it. So previous explanation of Ravina was you have a guy who knows the halachos, but you don't know that he's ever done it. Now we're saying the opposite. You've seen that he's done it, but you don't know that he knows the halachos. So Bamed Varmum Shachalifnein Shtaim Shalosh Pam Vilona Salif. That's a guy who's shechted a few times and he hasn't fainted. Avalo Shachalifnein Shtaim Shalosh Pam Lo Yishchot Shemi Salif. But if he hasn't done it a few times, don't let him shech lechachila because maybe he'll pass out. Vim Shachad Vamar Bari Li Sholim Salafti Shchita Sokshera. But if he shechted and he says, no, I didn't feel faint at all the entire time, then the shechita is going to be kasher b'diavad. And that's shechita sukshera. That's the third and fourth words of our Mishnah. But then, chutz mecher shotavakadin, tafilu diavanami lo shemishu shemishu shemiyachlidu. That's the constant. That line of the Mishnah always means the same thing. V'kulon sheshachtu aheyam. When we say kulon sheshachtu, if there are achirim ro'ono, some that it's going to be kasher, what's that going on? Ile mecher shotavakadin, ela kayivim shachta mivayile. Ela ashein muchzakin. No, it's talking about people who are not muchzak to shecht several times. Va'amrit bebari lisagi. Aye, but I thought we said for muchzakin, you don't need to have watched him the whole time. Ain muchzakin, you don't need to have watched them the whole time. The guy could just say, bari li, I know that I didn't feel faint. Delesi kaman, delashayle. He's not around to ask. If he was around, then in achinami, that's what we would do. So now the Gemara finishes up all the six explanations of the Amoraim in our Mishnah, and why each, now that we finished it all, we can explain why each one doesn't want to hold like the other. Ravina v'rabarula kabai v'ravavravashi lo amri mishum dekashalu v'kulan. The Lashna v'kulan that it says at the end of the Mishnah implies that we're coming to include other shochtim in the hechsher v'acher ro'onos son, whereas according to Abai, Rav, and Ravashi, that din is just going back on hechsher shotav katan. It's not really going on anything beyond what we were just talking about, so it really should have said v'im shachtu. So that was the weakness in their arguments. Kulu k'rab bar'ula lo amri. People didn't want to say like Rab bar'ula that a kol shochtim comes to include a tamei that's shechting chulin l'chadchila, and shechitas and k'sheira is talking about a tamei person shechting kachim, and the p'diavad, if he knows he didn't touch the meat, it's good enough. Because la'achlishon the amrit hacha ikur, because according to the lashon that the primary place of this halacha is in meseches chulin, so adrabah hasam ikur, they'll say not true. The primary place of this halacha should be in meseches zvachim, the bekachim kai, because that's where we learn about halachas of kachim. And la'achlishon the amrit hasam ikur vach aydi tana tami b'chulin tanami tami b'muktashin, and the other lashon that said that no, the enoch. It belongs in Maseches Zvachim, and we just mention it here because once we talk about a Tami person shechting chulin, we talk about a Tami person shechting kachim as well. Well, Tami b'chulin gufelo with shrichle chulin shnas altars kodesh lav kekodesh Tami. I don't need a halacha about a Tami person shechting chulin, even if it's chulin shnas altars kodesh, because chulin shnas altars kodesh is not the same as kodesh, and you have to be careful not to be metameit. So that can't be the chiddush of our Mishnah. So kulu k'ravina lo amri, and no one wanted to say like Ravina, which were the last two explanations that we gave, because the Hachlish Adamra Mumchen in, Ein Mumchen Lo, according to the first lashon of Ravina, that only people who are experts in Hilchos Shechita can shech l'chadchila, people who don't know the halacha so well cannot shech l'chadchila. Well, the other Amoraim would argue, Rov Metzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchen Hein. You don't have to check if a guy knows Hilchos Shechita. If a guy is shechting, chances are he knows Hilchos Shechita. Meaning the people who do Shechita are those people who know halachas of Shechita. Hachlish Adamra Muchzakin, and according to the other lashon, that it has to be someone who's shechted several times to shecht l'chadchila, and b'diavad, if he hasn't shechted several times, he can't shecht l'chadchila because you have to be worried that maybe he's going to pass out. Nah, you don't have to worry that someone's going to pass out. Rava lo amar ka abaye ki kushye. Rava didn't want to say like abaye because of the kasha that he asked, that amaniyach chavim b'chanuso, you know, the kasha from Avodah Zarah. Abaye lo makrava hasam lo naga hacha naga. Abai didn't want to say like Rava that the Mishnah allows a kuti lechachila even by yotzei v'nichnas, just like by the yayin, because he holds that it's that the din of shechita is different than the din of the yayin, because by the guy he's not touching the wine when the Jew leaves. Over here he's touching the animal. Ravashi lo amar katravayu kasar v'kutim geri arayu said, and Ravashi doesn't want to say like Abai or Rava because he holds that kutim aren't Jewish. Their geri arayus, their whole gerus wasn't chal. Abai lo amar kravashi. Abai didn't want to say like Ravashi because lo svirulei had the Rava. He disagrees with Rava that you can check a sakin and give it to a mumer to sheft. El Rava my time alomer kishmaitei. But why didn't Rava want to say like Ravashi that you can just check the sakin and give it to the mumer to sheft, and b'diavad you could check the sakin afterwards? L'dvarv d'Abai kamar v'leilo svirulei. When Rava gave his own explanation, he was saying it within shitas Abaye that you're not allowed to give a knife to you're not allowed to give a baduk knife to a mumar. But Eino Chinami, Rava l'shitaso didn't need the answer that Rava gave. Okay, we'll stop there. Be'ez Hashem, we'll begin Nusu Gitzvara with Tanur Rabbanan.